People saying Mills are in a state of shock today, and what they witnessed last night was nothing short of wanton vandalism. A group of youths running freely across a very well-built-up residential area, an area that is very peaceful, where a community is very much connected and united. And today they're united again in absolute shock and horror and condemnation of the events that they had witnessed in the early hours of this morning. And it's only as a consequence of very quick action by local residents and indeed the local community representative, Ben Andy Patton, that finally the police were contacted, and also that the thing eventually calmed down. But it took some time to do that. It took some time for the police to arrive, and it was thankfully to the residents and also to the wider community and indeed local community representative Andy Patton that this had came to an end last night. There was someone injured as a result of it. There was roads barricaded and blocked, and there was a lot of young people who were intoxicated roaming around this very well built-up area and causing all sorts of disruption and disturbance to elderly residents and families in particular.
And indeed, CCTV footage has captured those involved. So are you hopeful that these will be brought before the courts?
There's a process of evidence gathering today. I'm in saying at the minute as I speak with you, and I'll be visiting with a number of residents and also speaking with Mr. Patton and also the person that was injured last night as a consequence of this recklessness. I met with the PSNI a week ago, and I said to the PSNI that there needs to be a very clear message sent out throughout the wider Strabane area that this antisocial behaviour and this sort of approach to the community is absolutely unacceptable, and there will be consequences for the actions of those who break the law and cause these sorts of disruptions to community life. And I'll be contacting the police again, airing my deep frustration at the response or the lack of last night in relation to this, where a community was left almost terrorised by a group of people allowed to do this, intoxicated. So we need to do something very radically about this very, very quickly. The people don't want this. People don't deserve it. And there's young people that need to understand that this is their own community that they're causing difficulty in. And they're also maybe not realizing what they're doing because they're under the influence of alcohol. This is not acceptable. And I hope today they reflect on that very quickly when this community are speaking very, very loud and clear against what has happened.